from KQED.
With state lawmakers back from summer recess, hundreds of bills await their attention, including dozens of health care bills. AB 2389 would let insurance policyholders know how much hospital visits actually cost. But as with most bills, this one has its critics. Victoria Chow explains.
Under current state law, hospitals can bar insurers from telling policyholders how much medical procedures cost. This means that people enrolled in health plans can't shop around for the best price. Medical costs can vary widely. Mark Weideman, a spokesperson for Blue Shield of California, says the public deserves to know this information.
Today in society, we have more information about washers and dryers and how much they cost and how well they perform than we do about hospitals and doctors.
Insurers say that releasing this information will help policyholders make more cost-effective choices for medical care. But some studies show that publishing costs encourages less expensive hospitals to match their prices with more expensive ones. This is why the California Hospital Association, a hospital advocacy group, doesn't support the bill. Their spokesperson, Jan Emerson, says prices will rise if AB 2389 passes.
This is really more about the negotiations that happen between hospitals and health plans.
Health policy analysts believe the real problem lies in the way doctors and hospitals are paid. Alwyn Castle, a researcher at the Nonpartisan Center for Studying Health System Change in Washington, D.C., says medical payment systems don't set up the right incentives.
For the most part, the message they send to hospitals and doctors is the more you do, the more you get paid, and you get paid whether you do a good job or not.
Castle doubts that more transparent hospital bills will make a difference. She says there's no quick fix to bring down medical costs. The state legislature has until the end of August to pass the bill. For the California Report, I'm Victoria Chow.